afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, September 26th, 2017. Good afternoon, Al.
Hello, Melody.
We have Greg Hunter joining us this afternoon here in just a few short minutes. So I'm going to get right to the market report, and there are just a couple things I wanted to talk about. The reason gold is down so big today is old Janet Yellen had to be out there making a speech, and of course she talked about the continued rate increases, and of course that gave the dollar a little bit of strength, not much, 0.38. Usually when she would speak and make this type of statement, you get almost a full point out of the dollar, and all we're getting is about a 0.38. And of course, that would make the dollar decline, gold and silver decline a little bit. So we don't have time to go into her talk or what she talked about in her speech today. We'll save that for tomorrow when we have a little more time to discuss it. So gold was down $16 today at $1,295. Silver's at $1,690, down 36. Platinum, $928, down 16. And palladium was up $4 at $920. The USDX positive by 0.38 at 93.04. And we have crude oil down 29 cents at 51.93. Paper markets today, the Dow was down 10 points at 22,286. The NASDAQ was up 10, 6,380. You have the S&P basically unchanged at 24.96. 10-year yield was up 0.01 at 2.23%. To be expected with her speech and the stronger dollar, and the euro, of course, had the pressure, 1.18, down 0.51. The Europeans are already complaining, our currency is too strong. So whether it was Janet Yellen's speech or manipulation to lower their currency a little bit to help their trade, and the funniest thing about it is this is all because of Germany's election is why the dollar is stronger. And it's just like, you know, the news anymore is just so bizarre that there just isn't anything. It's like, do people even really read what they write and say and so forth?
I read what I write, Melody.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do multiple times also.
Yeah, I read it backwards to see if there's any secret messages.
Backwards, forward, and... Yeah. There was one. This came out right about 3 o'clock. The federal government is going to pick up about 100% of the costs for the debris removal and other emergency assistance provided to Puerto Rico in the wake of Hurricane Maria. Mr. Trump made the change Tuesday as part of an amendment to his earlier disaster declaration authorizing federal aid in response to the Cat 4 storm. U.S. states and territories typically cover 25% of the cost, with the federal government paying the remaining 75%. I did not know that. I really didn't know how much they covered, but 75% for Puerto Rico, it's going to be 100%. And I'll guarantee you that a lot of those funds are going to be going to help with their debt to Goldman Sachs. Remember, Goldman Sachs has a lot of money in there, or lost a lot of money, and they have a lot of bonds that they purchased. And so you just can't tell me that some of that funds isn't going to be flowing over to Goldman Sachs. So it's just, you know, it's just a little irritating. But I'm glad Puerto Rico is certainly getting the help that they need. I mean, the place is just devastated, and it's certainly not wealthy like Houston is or much of Florida. So they probably need a little bit more help than those two states do. Something else I wanted to talk about, they abandoned the bill, the Obamacare, the repeal and replace. They didn't even hold a vote on the repeal and replace of... So Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other leaders decided that the votes weren't there, so they're not going to have a vote.
And they won't create a record of who voted for it and who voted for against it.
Oh, too. Of course not. It might hurt their
We'll have to guess.
Chances,
it will give politicians an opportunity to say, well, golly, I was for it. Or if the constituents prefer the other way, golly, I was against it.
Absolutely. People have short memories, so they'll believe whatever they're told in a couple of years. But the abandoned bill would transform much of Obamacare spending into grants that states could spend on health programs with few constraints. Senator Lindsey Graham said the GOP fight to erase Obama's 2010 health care overhaul would continue. He says, we're going to get there. We're going to fulfill our promise. I just, it's like, until we're dead in the grave. And So it's, it's just the, same old, same old. We have taxes. There was also an announcement today that I guess tomorrow there's going to be a release on some of the components that will include in this tax reform or overhaul. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow. Can't see it could be a very strong one with all the additional spending that's going on and not repealing Obamacare, but print till the cows come home. And I do believe we have Mr. Greg Hunter online. Hi, USAWatchdog.com is the website to go to read all of Greg's great articles and interviews with so many people. How are you doing today, Greg?
Melody, I'm doing good.
Super.
How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Well, I could use another 12 hours sleep probably, but I didn't get to sleep during the night. So if you want an honest answer, there's an honest answer. Otherwise, I'm doing fine.
Good.
What do you guys
been taking
an
Easter? You've probably been talking about that.
Pardon?
Have you guys been talking about that, taking an Easter stuff at the football games here?
We touched a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not a First Amendment issue. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
There's no First Amendment issue in the workplace. I have people all the time, and you probably do too, saying, I don't like what you're saying, and then I'll cut it out. And then they'll write me and say, you are stopping my First Amendment right. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. That deals with the government suppressing your right to free speech, and I am not the government. You're welcome to go do what I did, deploy your capital, work for about 5 years for free, scrimp and save, and put on a free product, and work day and night. You're welcome to do what I did. I'm still not making that much money. Thank you, Google and YouTube, for crushing my revenue. But, I digress. But anyway, it's not a free speech issue. It's unbelievable. And I think it's against the rules to make any kind of a political statement or protest during the national anthem in the NFL.
Well, I'm going to guess it's going to be written into contracts, future contracts, that if you want to make a protest during the for NFL contracts with their employees, the players, and all that. I'll bet there'll be a proviso in there. You want to make a protest, fine, but it's going to cost you $10,000.
Oh, no,
protest,
I think it'll cost your job.
They'll have something, because this is not. They have to be talking to themselves. The NFL owners, what are they going to do? They got to turn on the players, or they got to turn on the fans. They're caught in an untenable position.
They are. Listen, you need to look no further than the University of Missouri. What you say in 2015, where they came up with the social justice fake issue? And here's why I say it's fake. I mean, nobody wants to talk about the real problems in the African American community. Nobody wants to talk about how does it help African Americans in the entry level job position for them to bring in tens of thousands of refugees, mostly male Muslims, and that's what Obama did, and then millions of illegal aliens that are breaking the law. They're criminals because they come here and illegally. And how does that help the African American community? It doesn't. Look this past weekend at Chicago, 36 shot and 3 dead, and Black Lives Matter. Nope, not in Chicago, they don't. 500 murders already, mostly black on black gun crime. Black on black crime. And that's not a problem. The only time it's a problem is when Whitey does it, we can make some political hay because we're out of ideas. The Democrat Communist Party is out of ideas, and our idea is get rid of Donald Trump. That's what their idea is. And this is being done, and I'll tell you, the NFL is gonna get crushed. They were already having problem with the economy slowing down. Another sign of that was the empty stands, and the pounding that San Francisco, they were glad when Kaepernick left. And now if you look at what's going on, here's another blip on the radar screen, a pretty big blip. And here it is on Drudge and other places. DirecTV is allowing some NFL refunds after Anthem controversy. Can you multiply that by tens of thousands, maybe millions of people saying go pound sand? And what? And you know what DirecTV is afraid of? They're afraid of what happened to University of Missouri. Let me finish that thought. 30% of their enrollment is down. 30%. It's down. They have 7 or 8, 9 dormitories that hold 1,000 people. Thousands of people go empty. Empty.
Yeah. That'll get their attention. They may not pay.
Will it? No, but not the NFL thinks that they're so big and high and mighty that they can do this, and they're breaking their own rules, and they're cramming this political statement down our throats. I think the deep state is intentionally dividing the country. I think it's bigger than that. I don't have any proof of that. This is not just a few players. Kaepernick is an idiot. He's never going to play football again. This is only going to make things worse as they cancel the NFL games on DirecTV, and people stop buying tickets at what the average price, I believe, was around $100 a pop. So you take a family of $400, and you got to have some Cokes and beers, and you got to have some other stuff, maybe a T-shirt or whatever. People are burning their paraphernalia on YouTube, on their, the Pittsburgh Steelers or whoever. You got Jerry Jones taking a knee with the Cowboys, America's a team, which is outrageous. There's no, that's like me going to a CNN or ABC and protesting on the air. I'm at work, and I'm on a story. Oh, by the way, let me tell you what I think I'm going to protest, whatever. How long do you think you'd last if I protested on the air? It had nothing to do with my story that I was doing. This has nothing to do with playing football. Oh, you're a racist. Really? I think the racists are turning a blind eye to the massive amount of murders that are committed in the African-American community between African-Americans. According to the Department of Justice, these are the official statistics, which they don't like them. It's just selective enforcement, which is total BS. It's 38% of the murders are committed by a population that comprises of 13%. Of the American population. Let's drill down. Let's get rid of all the children. Let's get rid of all the really elderly people. Let's take out the women, and you got, 5-6% of the African-American male population committing 38% of the murders in this country. But that's not talked about. Do you know the second most, the second highest cause of death for an African-American male of a certain age is a gunshot wound? We're not going to talk about that. We don't want to talk about the 70% rate of babies being born out of wedlock in the African-American community, which just about guarantees poverty for the mama and the babies.
And the life half of them, according to some sources, half of the babies conceived are being aborted. And 70% of those single-parent families.
So, nobody wants to talk about that, but they're somehow, you're not supposed to listen to lawful commands. Somehow, the group of people that's committing a disproportionate amount of crime
that's
in their
profiling.
Communities, and please don't call me a racist, I'm talking about facts. Martin Luther King brought up this about there's too much crime in the black community amongst black people. He brought that up. I don't know if it was an exact quote, but he brought that up. He was also against gay marriage. Let's tear down his statue. Right?
The whole country is going nuts, and what are we going to do to correct it?
Is
there going to be a correction,
sort of,
or is it just one
conflict
more step downward?
Do what?
Is there going to be a correction, a reaction, where we begin to kind of right our values, or is this just one more step downward, and there'll be another step and another step? Are we going to slide deeper and deeper into some sort of an amoral, immoral mass?
Alfred. We're trying to correct our values. How do you think Donald Trump got in and spent only, $10 million on his campaign? Hillary Clinton spent $2 billion. How do you think we got Roy Moore with Looser, Swamp Creature, Strange in Alabama today? He's Mitch McConnell, another alligator lizard from the swamp, spent $30 million on Strange. Roy Moore, the guy that put the Ten Commandments, how dare he do that, in his courthouse. He was a former Supreme Court Justice, I believe, of the state of Alabama. I think he was the head of the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama. Now, come on. We're trying to right the ship, and the evil Luciferian, Satan-worshipping weasels, you know, the top, the religious editor at the Washington Post was in the Washingtonian, admitted she was into the occult, and she had practiced voodoo, so she's a Satan worshiper. She's into Satan. I mean, I believe in Satan. I think he's a weasel pretender pile of garbage that deserves zero respect. But these people believe in Satan, and this is like the Academy, the Emmy Awards, where they're disrespecting Trump. Well, they disrespected all of his, you know, voters who are by and large Christians. They hate God. And they, I'm telling you, there's only so much time you can do to mock God before he breaks your hand off, or your arm,
that.
Or cuts you in half, or whatever. The NFL could stop this tomorrow by saying there's going to be a first offense, there's going to be a $50,000 fine, the next offense is going to be a $150,000 fine for you doing that, and the next offense is you're going to be barred for a year. You come back and do it again, you'll be barred for life. That would cease. You want to protest, you do it on your time. We're here to play football. This is a phony justice, complete bullcrap cause. It's being manufactured because they don't have anything. What they have is Trump's a racist. Our idea is get rid of Trump. That's our idea. They don't have any idea. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's trying to repair this disaster that is Obamacare. It's a disaster. There's no question about it. All the insurance companies are pulling out. Come on, it's a factual disaster. It's not my political opinion. It's a factual mathematical opinion. It's a disaster. You know, and I will just look no further than Democratic presidential candidate's husband, Bill Clinton, former president Bill Clinton, who said this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Premiums are up, deductibles are up. You pay more for less. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. That's almost in a direct quote, but not quite. To look no further than the top Democrat in the past presidential election, her husband, who was also president, saying it's the craziest thing he's ever heard because it's so expensive. And you pay more for less, basically. So, I mean, we're trying to repatriate wealth. We're trying to drain the swamp. There's a complete blackout for all the pedophilia that is being arrested. We just had Anthony Weiner. He's got a 21-month sentence. I think it's 21 or 22-month sentence. Anthony Weiner,
yep,
Uma Abedin's husband, former congressman. She was the Hillary Clinton's one of her top lieutenants. He just got a 21-month jail sentence. I asked.
Let's hold off on a 21-month sentence for a minute, Greg. We're going to have to take a couple of commercials, and Melody and I will be back on Financial Survival in just a moment with our guest Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. The program is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. And our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com for some of the best interviews you can find on the internet, USAWatchdog.com. We were talking in part about Anthony Weiner as a symptom. He's sentenced to 21 months in the slammer. Fair sentence? Excessive? Too little?
I think it should have been much more. I mean, we're talking about pedophilia and children, and my question is this. What did he do? What did he agree to only get 21 months? You know, he did this multiple times, and this is a per-offense type charge. You don't get, so you only get 2 or 3 months of charge? He also had all that information on his computer, you know, the quote-unquote insurance file from Hume Abbott. And, well, he had classified records on his computer. He should have gone to jail for that. Boom, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Boom, right there.
Yeah. Now, if you can believe
what did he
the
give
judge.
Up? He had classified. I don't care how it got there. Well, my wife put it. Your wife put it. I don't care. You know, I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. Whether you meant to or not, whether you knew it was there or not, I can't hardly find it hard to believe he had a file that big on his computer. Didn't know it was there. And it's a big file. It would take up a lot of space on a laptop. It makes me sick, the whole thing, which is a... This is not a First Amendment issue. You don't have First Amendment rights. You know, it'd be like me sitting on the set of CNN and me deciding that I don't like the war in Afghanistan, or I think there should be an investigation in 9. Just blurt that out. I don't get to do that.
Say goodbye.
They would fire me so fast. I mean, you just had this thing where they said that Kelly, the chief of staff, General Kelly, that he didn't agree with what Trump was saying. And that's a total lie. And CNN came out with it. Kelly came out and said, that's a total lie. My son, he was lost in Afghanistan or Iraq. That's a total lie. I don't know how everybody involved with that story doesn't get fired. Boom, right there. The person that wrote it, the reporter that did it, because reporters don't run the show, the people that approved it. I mean, you made a huge, this is the chief of staff, arguably the third most powerful person in the government. Whoever controls the president's schedule is super powerful. And so you're talking about a huge player in the, one of the top people, chief of staff, one of the top people in the Trump administration. You lied. You didn't get it wrong. You lied. Could have called the White House and said, we're doing a story on such and such. Are you kind of called, what's her name, Sarah Huckabee? Say, we need to find this out. We're going to do this story. You hold the thing until you can confirm it. The bosses should have said, whoa, how do you know this? Well, he doesn't like it. How do you know that? Have you talked to him? Do you call the White House? They went with a story that was a lie, and everybody involved in that story. When I was there, if I'd have done that, oh, boom, you're gone. The producer's gone. You're gone. The show executive that oversaw it gone. The people in standards are gone. People in media and legal are gone because they probably got legaled. They probably would have liked to have seen. Let's see how this goes. And for sure, the Journalism Review down in Atlanta, everybody involved should have gone. There's no way this reporter put this on the air unless he was doing a live shot in front of the White House and blurted it out without any. But I don't think that that's what happened.
Let me ask you this. I've observed in the last just month or so, it seems to me that I'm reading newspaper reports from what should be top line outlets from mainstream media that have more proofreading errors in them than I've noticed in the past. Is this evidence that the mainstream media doesn't have enough personnel to really go through all the news that it's trying to publish at any given moment? You mentioned a bunch of people who used to be involved. There were, you had legal and producers and reporters and whatever. Have their staff slimmed down so much they don't have time to do good work?
I left in 08. I'll tell you what, how it worked when I was there. And I did investigative reporting. I mean, I did stuff, depleted uranium munitions. I did giant frauds across America, you know, with the housing thing, the robo-signing, which was really just you know, forgery and perjury and fraud on the court. It wasn't people signing something fast. They were creating documents out of the thin air because they didn't have the documents. They didn't want to show the documents they had because there'd be fraud in them, in my opinion, there. But they were, that's not my opinion, they were creating documents. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. And they let this go, and it was a 25, it was billions of dollars they let people off the hook to create fraud to take the houses back because they didn't have the promissory note. But anyway, I digress. When I was there, you had, for everything I did, and listen, remember, this is not a person that's a number, a CFO at a company at, you know, coolshules.com that they trashed, okay? That they lied about. This is the chief of staff for the president of the United States of America. Now, there is no way that story gets on the air without a outrageous review by the people all the way at the top. And I would say Zuckerberg, Jeff Zucker, who's an idiot at the CNN, would have to be apprised of that. He could not be. He can't be sitting there and have someone call him on the office and say, "You know, you just said Ray Kelly was mad about the president's son, about the president taking it out on the NFL, and that's a total lie." You can't him go, "Oh, did you know that?" "No, I didn't know that was going on." There's no way he didn't know that. Not that. Now he wouldn't approve and you know, every single story, but you don't do a story about the chief of staff of the United States of America without lots of levels of people covering their behind and taking that bad boy up the ladder. No way. Well, that don't happen. No way.
Then, Greg, let me ask you a question. How does then Trump tweet about an Iranian missile test over the weekend, which was not true? So, was it true? And they're avoiding the truth, or huh?
He's the top. He's the guy at the top.
Well, where does he get his information?
The answer is yes.
He gets his information the same place the rest of us do, on the internet,
Melody. The internet, where everything is true.
Well, I mean, so the test wasn't true, but they unveiled a brand new ballistic missile that you're going to have to test at some point.
Let's move along a little different subject right now. You interviewed Greg Marinaro.
This is beyond. This is a total factual lie by a media organization. Now, Trump being president should know better, but we're not talking about Trump, and this isn't a tit for tat. This is something totally different.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, this is
a news organization. Right?
This
I understand that, and I didn't do that. I just wanted your opinion of it. I wasn't arguing with you. I just wanted your opinion because is it a tit for tat? You know, is it? He just screwed up. He just messed
Donald
up.
Donald Trump should be very careful about tweeting out stuff that he can't back up. That hurts him. Although I love him tweeting because he bypasses the mainstream media, but he should have people. He should be able to have. He's got a staff. He's got a staff, big staff. Unless somebody intentionally gave him the wrong information, but I don't know. I don't know about that. I do know about the story that CNN did about you know, the information with the chief of staff. That's, I mean, he came out and said that was a lie. I mean, you could have, and this is a simple lie. This is something that somebody's sitting there going, wait a minute, whoa, because they vet these scripts. You know, we're not going to let you say this. They wouldn't let you lie about, you know, Ford Motor Company. They wouldn't let you lie about, you know, you're allowing people to say things that are untrue, and it's a simple call Sarah Huckabee over there. They have their number. They have the White House press office. This is CNN. Hi, we want to just make sure that we have a fact here we're going to put on the air. We're going to go with the story. We need you to find this out. We need to find out that this is true. Let me tell you something. If I was doing the approval of this and found out that this reporter got this wrong, you're done. Give me your stuff. Give me your key. You know what? Get out of here right now. We're gonna send you your stuff. Get out of the building. You're done. You can't get something this simple done. I have zero faith in you. Get out. I'll pay you your contract. Get out. Get out right now. But what you have are people giving op-eds. You don't have people reporting. Jim Acosta is a classic example. He doesn't report. He goes there and sees what's going on and gives you his interpretation of what happened. He doesn't tell you what happened. He tells you how he thinks what the results are and what it is. He's giving you one giant op-ed. It's unbelievable. And what this really is, we're facing the possibility of, North Korea just said, we take this as an act of war. Well, yep. Does that mean they can hit first now because they took what Donald Trump said as an act of war? That's a very scary, that's a very scary deal. And are they going to feel like they can hit first and China's going to back them up anyway? Because China said they would back them up if we attack them first. What happens if North Korea attacks them? Are they going to let the United States unleash fury on a country bordering their country? That is basically their shill that's using their rocket launchers and their missile components to fire these missiles over the top of Japan? North Korea is using Chinese technology?
I was wondering how they were putting their missiles together because they seem to be expending a lot of missiles.
Right? This is according to the Washington.
I've been surprised at the number that they've had available to essentially waste. I know they're being supposedly testing these missiles, and that may be true, but even so, it just seemed to me like they had an ability to waste missiles. But if they're getting them from China then or Iran, I heard they were getting at least components from Iran. Well, I guess that makes sense.
So I don't know. I mean, we're in a very dangerous, and then yet we and I have Gordon Long on who is with the Matsui on the Gordon T. Long is his website. Then he has another. He doesn't really sell anything. He's just a private investor, made millions. Made millions with his own tech company when he sold it, and he used to work for Motorola and IBM. And expert in finance, and he says, we have this delusional. I have this chart where we're in this delusional phase. I mean, here we have nothing. We have all-time high prices. We have 37 new highs this year. The fundamentals have never looked worse. We have a nuclear threat of nuclear war with North Korea and China, and Russia may get involved. We have just an unbelievable backdrop, and yet the market has continued to make new highs, which is delusional. So. He thinks there's something close that's going to happen, but this won't be the big one. He says we'll have a big scare. You're 2,000-4,000 points down on an S&P on a market that's already what 2,000 or whatever the Dow.
Yep.
I forgot. I don't.
That's a little over 22.
22,000 on the Dow and 2,500 on the S&P. So what 2,000 or 3,000 on the Dow is 19,000. I mean, even if it goes down to 16,000.
A lot of people are predicting a 40% correction. People seem to think that a 40% correction would just be normal.
The normal, yes. We haven't had one. They're scared to death of having a correction. They're afraid of the derivatives getting out of hand. They're afraid of all the over-leverage in the companies. They talked about how private equity owns most of the companies. What do? They leverage up the companies. That's what happened to, this is according to, I'm giving you the cliff notes here, according to Gordon Long, that's what happened to Toys R Us. They have a good brand, and, they had so much debt, they couldn't service the debt. When they have a dip, they couldn't, outlast that. That's what private equity does, loads the company up for debt, tries to make, money by taking all the assets out of it and loading it with debt. He says you can't, there's so much debt in the system, in the stock market, it can't take a 5 to 8%. He says, I think 2 or 3%. We haven't had one. Haven't had one of these corrections. He says, if it happens, we'll have the derivatives and the, we'll have all hell break loose. and they're going to try to keep that from happening. But we're going to get a scare, and then they're going to come in, and that's when you're going to see the real deal, Holyfield. They're going to all hands on deck because they're afraid the whole system globally will come down. Fascinating interview out tonight after midnight. I'm not trying to plug my stuff, but I'm just giving you that. This is not me. This is him. He's an expert in tech and finance and leverage buyouts and the whole deal. He just very worried. We're in the delusional phase, and this is why we're delusional. We're delusional because of all the things that I've mentioned. I mean, look at the housing market. It's rolling over, yet in some markets you're hitting all-time highs for house prices. In many other areas, house sales are down. We're in a bizarre world. Time. He thinks this fall we'll get a big scare, then they'll pour the coals to it. We may get more new highs after the big scare, and then next year that's when the metal will meet the rubber will hit the road, and we'll be down. We'll be on a spiral that will be unstoppable next year. But we'll get a big scare this fall. That's what he says. We'll see.
We're near the end of the line, mathematically. We're in a period of illusion. And you talked about that to some degree with Gregory Mannarino, was on your program recently. And he talked about Janet Yellen, spoke last week about the mystery of not hitting the Fed's inflation targets.
The reason this is surprising
to me is because the dollar in the U.S. dollar index is down 8 or 9% since the beginning of the year. The purchasing power of the dollar, according to the U.S. dollar index, is down 8-9% as of last week compared to half a dozen other global currencies. Isn't that evidence of inflation? Is it completely unreasonable to say that's evidence of 8 or 9% inflation? While the Fed is saying we can't cause inflation, and yet the dollar has lost 8 or 9% of its value compared to half a dozen currencies?
Well, the short answer is yes. I think it is evidence of inflation. And if you look on the USDX, is what you're talking about here, it is it's down pretty hard.
It was 9% last week. It's bounced up a little bit in the last few days. But just the same, it's probably 8% for the year as we speak, or thereabouts. And yet Yellen is complaining, in part, that she can't seem to make inflation jump over 2%.
Actually, Alfred, it's a little more than that, because at the beginning of the year, if you look at it, it was 103 and change, and now it's 93. It's up. It's 93 and change, so you're up 10 points. So what, nine, almost 10%? I mean, you're closer to 10% than 9%, because it was 103 and now it's 93.
Well, we're a long ways from 2 or 3%, and we've got the head of the chair, the Federal Reserve, saying, golly, this is a mystery. Why can't we make inflation?
Well,
I don't know.
And how preposterous is that? You think about how many PhD-level economists they have in the Fed. PhD-level economists in the Fed, and everyone should be fired if they don't know that. Because, you tell me you have 500 PhD-level economists working for the Federal Reserve and nobody knows what's going on. It's a mystery. She said the inflation numbers are choppy. I mean, she's coming up with all kinds of crazy...
We'll talk more about the inflation numbers in just a moment. We've got to take another break. We'll be back with Greg Hunter from USA Watchdog in just a moment on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We've been talking about inflation, and the Fed's claim that they can't produce. It's a mystery to them why they can't produce more inflation, and it's a mystery to me why the dollar's down 8 or 9% anyway on the dollar index, and why that doesn't count as inflation.
And it's a mystery to me why my energy prices keep rising, why my health costs keeps rising, why so many things that as far as my needs continue to rise. Isn't that inflation?
Well, it should be. It's evidence of it. It's just one of these things that calls, what is Janet Yellen talking about?
What she's saying is, I would like to tell you that the economy is dead in water and nothing has worked that we've done except we've helped out really rich people, but we haven't helped the common person. We've actually this was basically the theme by Senator Warren, who was a private individual at the time working for Harvard, saying we basically bailed out the top and he told the bottom 90-something percent sorry. Too bad. I mean, this was Elizabeth Warren's thing. Of course, that was one of the few things she was absolutely right about. And of course, she didn't get a lot. She's not saying that now because she's a bought and paid for senator, like most of the senators in the Senate. She doesn't really say that now. She has these stupid social justice things, which are ridiculous. They don't want to talk about the real problems that people are facing, white or black or Asian or whatever. What you can't say is that none of this has worked. Well, none of this has worked for you little, despicable, deplorable little people. It's worked for our buddies. But she can't say that. She can't say that because if they say that none of this is working, it ain't going to work, and we don't know how it's going to work, and we don't know what's going to happen. But that's really what's happening. What's really happening is they're losing their any credibility whatsoever. And boy, I think Michael Pinto brought this up. We have a bubble in central bank central bank's ability to keep all this propped up. When we lose that, that's going to go poof. And I tell you, I'm starting to hear a consensus from people that there is going to be an adjustment. And it's not going to be a long, drawn-out adjustment when this thing crashes. And how long can they keep it up? I mean, they've employed fraud, criminal acts, overt and covert money printing, bond buying. It's just unbelievable amount of stuff that they have done. To keep this all propped up, I mean, one fine after another, whether it be rigging Forex or gold or silver or LIBOR, it's unbelievable amount of fraud to prop this up. And, the action's overt and covert. It's unbelievable.
Is the purpose for holding it up to somehow maintain the economy as if they're doing a good deed for the average American, or is the purpose of holding it up intended to make the racket last as long as possible to rob the vast majority of the people and enrich special interests?
Ding, 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 ding. I think that's the correct answer. And I think even the people that are involved in getting the wealth are going to be stunned at how debilitating and horrible that the greatest depression is going to be. I just imagine a world that where you all your 401k and your pensions and your currency and let me undermine and your currency, because people keep saying that, well, they can do this indefinitely. No, they can do it until the currency is no longer accepted. That's how long they can do it. And you got to, you know, the canary in the coal mine is starting to droop and hanging on by a thread with this, 10-point drop since the beginning of the year. That's a big drop for any currency. 10 points since the beginning of the year. That's what it is. 9 months. You got almost a 10% drop. Well, it's actually up.
Almost,
you got
percent
almost
a month.
10% drop. And so, but Gordon Long brought up this idea of when it closes, it's going to be like, he says, I was trying to trade stocks on 9/11, and I didn't realize what happened. I didn't think the markets could close down. They were closed for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they weren't ready to reset everything then. And, we inflated another housing bubble. There was a lot of credit on the U.S. credit card. We went from, what do we have there? We had $4 or $5 trillion in debt. And Bush took it to almost $9 trillion, and Obama took it to $20 trillion. And the debt's way bigger than that if you add in everything else, state, local, territories. I mean, Puerto Rico just defaulted at the beginning of the year on $74 billion. Remember, I was harping on that. Everybody thought that was, oh, cool beans, man. Oh, they got out of paying that. Bondholders choked it down. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, now they need to borrow money, and they're going to be without power for 3 to 6 months. Who is going to loan them money? Well, that'd be the federal government, ultimately. Who is going to loan them money? Private equity is not. And then they got $49 billion in pensions.
$49 billion
Puerto Rico.
Melody was talking about this at the beginning of the program and pointed out that Trump is guaranteed to pay 100% of the bills for Puerto Rico. And Melody suspects that much of that 100% will go, or some of that 100% will go to paying the bonds that are currently due to
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. Do you think that's credible?
Buy some gold. You better buy gold and silver. If that's not a marker for you, where are they going to get that money?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to print it. And Trump has to do this. Why? Why does Trump have to do it? You cannot have China or Russia coming in and saying, hey, we'll loan you all some money.
Mm-hmm.
True. You can't have that. So this is why he's kind of screwed into doing it. There's a lot of things that Trump just got. That's why I say that, you know, they're going to crash the economy, and I think it's going to crash on its own. They're going to be hard pressed blaming this $20 trillion that there was accrued under Obama. They're going to blame everything on a guy who's been in office for 9 or 10 months. I don't think so. I don't think that dog's not going to hunt.
Let me ask you a question.
That's going to happen.
Knowing Trump, do you think he believes he can spend his way out of the problem, or do you believe he's spending knowing that it's about ready to crash, and that is one way you can drain the swamp?
All I have, because I don't have any high-level, I have people that do have high-level contacts, but nobody's put their mum on this, and you got to remember, look back to the campaign, which he hasn't brought up, and the media is too stupid, that this is one of the most important things that he said when he was campaigning, and they're just too stupid because, ooh, numbers, I know I work with them, they don't like numbers, ooh, numbers, let's take an E. You're a racist if you don't believe in that. I mean, that's my my counterparts in the mainstream media, they're stupid. I hate to say it, but they are. But let me tell you about the numbers. And if you look at what he said about the debt, mm-hmm. about reorganizing the debt, reorganizing, it's a beautiful word for we're going to default on a lot of it.
Yep.
And then he quit. Then that oop, that mum on that. You know, they're back in the full faith and credit of the U.S. Dollar and the treasuries. But, you know, you look back to in the 80s, he was Mr. Cool, man. He was young and handsome and had hot chicks and married hot wives. And, I mean, whoo, boy, howdy. I mean, woo, woo, woo. And then the 90s came and he zigged when everybody zagged and he got hammered. And then he went to the banks. I'm giving you my paraphrased tale on to my paraphrased version of this and said, hey, you know, I'm Trump. And, you know, Trump, even back then, I mean, he was on the Today Show. Everybody wanted to hear what he had to say about no matter what. You know, Trump was interviewed about this and that and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Trump, more Trump. That's why he got his own game show, his reality TV show. You think because he wasn't well-known? No, because he was well-known. It was a bankable star. And incidentally, those crazy people at NBC had a white supremacist racist working for them for 10 years and didn't know it. But anyway, I digress. And so he went to the banks and came back and said, hey, you know, I'm a brand, and, you know, you can drive me into bankruptcy. You can foreclose, okay? But your stocks are going to take a beating. You are with me. And you, when you take me under, guess what? You're going to get crushed. So here's what I need. And guess what the banker said? What do you need? They didn't foreclose on him. Yep. And then you fast forward back to now.
Too big to
fail. He was talking about his... Huh?
Too big to fail.
They did not make him fail. So they did something with the debt. I would say they forgave some of it, and he paid some of it back, and it worked itself out, and it wasn't a big, you know, calamity. A lot of the big banks, I mean, this guy had buildings, multiple multi-million dollars. I mean, he's got an $11 billion whatever, according to him. You know, if you look at what he said about his about everything, that if you fast forward and what is it, he all leveraged up again? Oh, no. I have all my property. Very little debt, very low debt. I mean, somebody brought up the fact that he owed $680 million. So, well, you know, a guy that has a $10 billion dollar portfolio. Now, think about this now. This is so. I had to break this down so somebody stupid like me could understand it. Let's see. He owes $680 million, and you got a $10 billion equity position in all your buildings. That's like a guy with a $100,000 house that owes $6,800. Would you think he was reckless with debt?
No.
Would you think that the guy who had a $100,000 house and only owed $6,800, do you think he'd be teetering on insolvency? No. So Trump, I think, is going to do some sort of reorganization because he sure ain't going to give up Hawaii and Alaska. That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. And we have nukes. And so, I mean, we're talking down the road here now. We're talking down the road. But I don't think he's going to try. You can spend your way until nobody accepts your currency. At some point, everybody's going to sell. And then he's going to call over to Steve Mnuchin and said, you don't redeem any bonds. You make them hold the 10 and the 5 and the 30 and whoever and whatever. You make them hold them to maturity. Sorry, we'll pay you, but, you know, sorry. So sorry. I mean, right? That's what happened in Puerto Rico. What happened? It got so onerous, the $74 billion, which I think is full of fraud. I think it's a total fraud fest down there because you can't have 3.5 million people with $74 billion in debt. And then compare it to the state I live in, North Carolina, I don't think we have $5 billion. Let's just say we do, but I don't think we have $5 billion. $5 billion in debt for the state of North Carolina and a population of 10 million. And the pension obligation is $22 billion. They have a territory with 3.5 million people, $74 billion in debt, and $49 billion in pension obligations. Fraud. The people of Puerto Rico were defrauded by their leaders. So what do we have? With Puerto Rico, you see what happens when you can't print money. And what do we have? A power is going to be out for 3 months, 6 months? I mean, Trump's going to come
we're
in and
headed
help
for
them.
Austerity of the, we're headed for austerity of the sort seen in Greece. Higher taxes, lower government services as they try to pay off the debt, but we're going to get squeezed on this thing badly.
Everybody can't be made whole, Alfred.
No, I understand that.
Everybody, I mean, you look at Illinois, there's something I was doing last week. I mean, I'm just going to bring up three states. Illinois, they have a $16 billion cash bill. This is for stuff that's already been done, not stuff that's going to be in the future. It was $15 billion, and then they had they raised taxes by about 30% in the state, and then they still owe $16 billion. That doesn't count pensions. That doesn't count, and that's what they owe people that have done work for them. You know, I went back to Missouri. My mom has a farm there, and I, you know, 2.5 months ago, I'm thinking, wow, they mowed just like maybe a path or two on the side of the roads and two of the rest areas on two of the highways. I 24 and 57 that I was on, and they were down at this time, and they weren't mowing at all. Now the grass is up to your chest on the side of the road, and in some places over your head. And three of four rest areas we went by with, you know, state of the art baked enamel metal roof. You know, state-of-the-art construction, they're all closed down. And so they don't have money to mow their highways and keep their rest areas clean. And, wow, you know, that's something that most, people from Illinois won't notice that we don't have money for. But I'll tell you, another fraud fest. I mean, here we are again. And what do they have, $130 billion in bond debt? They're already junk rated. This is Illinois now. This is the fifth biggest state in the union. And then you have another, 130 underfunded pension of $250 billion. Everybody can't be, this is just Illinois. Then you go over to John Kasich's state where they have $20 billion underfunded pensions. And then you go over to Pennsylvania, and they just missed payment on $1 billion. And there's plenty of other states that have financial problems. Then add in, your Puerto Rico or two, and what do you got? Shazam. You got big troubles. Everybody
can't
be made whole.
You have debt that can't be paid, and you can't cancel the debt either. And there's the problem, because you cancel the debt.
Oh, you can.
No, you can't without also canceling the correlative bonds. If I wipe out the $20 trillion national debt, I also destroy $20 trillion in U.S. bonds.
Ding, ding,
paper
ding.
Wealth disappears. We can't but cancel the debt. We can't
one way or
pay
the
debt.
The debt's
what are we
going to
do with the debt?
Either by, well, we'll try to pay it with our dollars until they won't accept them. Either way, the debt can't be paid. So
that's
the
right.
Idea is that we can't do that. Well, yeah, either way, you destroy your currency, and we don't have a Federal Reserve note anymore. You know, the change in your pocket is a treasury instrument. It's a quarter dollar, it's a half dollar, it's a cockawea dollar. Your dollar is a Federal Reserve note, Federal Reserve $1 bill, a Federal Reserve 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100, not 15, there's no $15 bill. Anyway, the long and short of it is that's what you got. It's going to get canceled. And this is going to be horrible because.
Can't be paid, but it's going to wipe out the correlative wealth, and that's where they could have a jubilee in the Old Testament. Well, we're out of time, Greg. Give us a fast. Contact information to people and let them know who you're going to interview next.
I love coming on with you guys. I probably talk too dang much and too dang fast, and I try to keep it down to not cussing so much, and I'm sorry if I did that. I'm so excited. And I'm
we'll
so,
only have you down
I
for one,
I want to empower
Greg.
People and comfort people. I want people to know that there's comfort in knowing what's coming down. I know you're a Christian. You guys are Christian. I know that God's in control. He's got all authority. Christ has all authority. Don't fear. They want you to be fearful. Don't fear. I want you to be... Okay. To be fearful. I want you to be informed. I want you to be prepared, prepared. Don't be scared. Prepare.
Okay, Greg, thanks very much. We're out of time. I want to thank all you folks for listening. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you and me and Melody and Greg Hunter. Bye-bye.
If I got me a wealthy man.